Mode is now enabled.
Whoo, boy, Steve, we got a swamp line tonight, partner.
They all dialed in at the same time, didn't they?
I'm telling you, swamped us out there. Well, guys, I tell you, it's great to be on this call tonight. I am so excited. We got a having a fabulous month, Steve. I mean, the whole team is just growing like gangbusters, and, you know, we got a system in place. We got a promotion going on, and, you know, it just seems like RSDs are popping right and left everywhere we turn, but we got so much happening, and we got so much we want to talk about tonight, and I know I want to get this thing turned right into your hands so you can guide us and tell us what and show us what you want us to show. So, folks, let me give this call a turn right over to Steve. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome again to our advanced training call. My name again is O.H. Brown out of Charleston, South Carolina. I want to introduce to you our man of the hour this evening is going to take the call and run with it and see if he can't teach us a little bit something that we seem to always miss, but we look forward to hearing every week somehow, some way. He is the founder and creator of our team. $150,000 Founders Ring earner, folks. Did it in 25 months. National Sales Director, number 3 recruiter in all of Ameriplan 2003. Folks, he's credited for the top producing team 2 years in a row. First of all, he is a good buddy of mine, my friend, my dear partner, Steve Luxenberg. Are you with me, bud?
I sure am, buddy. You go ahead and switch us over on the web. I appreciate you, and we'll be hearing more from O.H. Brown a little bit later in the call. Let me give you, first of all, the introduction format to this is a new call, new broker training, 9 o'clock Monday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, remains the same. At the 10 o'clock hour, this call, advanced training, is specifically under a new format and a new goal, and the subject for this advanced training on Monday nights at 10 o'clock is being an ace recruiter, and we're going to talk about that. The number two thing. If you're taking notes, and I know you are, I am fully. I don't think I've ever been as prepared for a call as I am right now. I want you to be taking notes tonight. You will definitely need a pen and paper, or you'll need to be hanging up and calling your sponsor at midnight to get this. So we've got a new format. It is regarding being an ace recruiter. This is all about you've got to be able to run numbers before you can do anything else. You've got to be able to put on business. We're going to talk about a goal, setting a goal for being an ace recruiter. Number 3 in tonight's call, the 7 steps to being an ace. It's an overview. I'm going to go through it quickly. Number 4 on tonight's call, you're going to meet the top of the top, the best of the best, our top guns, half of the top 11 in Ameriplan in the last 2 years, half of the top of the best of the best. You're going to meet the absolute top 6 of 11 recruiters at Ameriplan. And then finally, we're going to move into a late-night Q&A for more in-depth on the overview of the topic. And the topic, of course, this being an ace recruiter and the 7 steps to being an ace is really, this is an introductory call to the new format of the advanced training call. After you can put on business at will, and you can promote to regional sales director and drive on to senior, you'll then be invited to an advanced training call held on a different night of the week, which will teach you the leadership skills to build your check, to build your structure, to build your business. But we're going to focus on being able to run the numbers, being able to build from regional sales director to senior, the place where most people are right here, and you've got to be an ace recruiter to be able to do that. And that's where we're going to go tonight. So let me go ahead and tell you, first of all, what is an ace? You're writing down ace recruiter. What does it mean? Number one thing you need to understand about being an ace recruiter is very simply this. Only the ace recruiters in Ameriplan are getting a check. Real bottom line, cut to the mustard stuff, okay? If you're not an ace recruiter in Ameriplan, chances are there's only 2 or 3 that are not. And I'm not sure there are 2 or 3. There might be. There might be 2 or 3. Those pay-per-click guys that have mega advertising budgets, like 10 grand a month, they might make us a couple of exceptions. But other than that, the guys that are getting real checks at Ameriplan are ace recruiters. Now, when I'm talking about a real check and you're here on an advanced training call, let me preface what I'm saying by defining what I'm talking about real clearly. If you're here tonight and your goal is to make an extra few hundred dollars a month to supplement your income, then you really have no need necessarily to even be on an advanced training call where we're talking about getting the check. Because when we talk about getting the check, we're talking about getting a 6-figure residual income check. And the training, the advanced training, is designed for people that want to build a check. I mean, really build a check. If you're just looking to supplement, you can do that. You can do a couple of $100 a month with members. If you live in a good market and you're not afraid to go out and talk to people, you can do it for free. This advanced training is not an applicable situation to you. You just call your sponsor and say, hey, I just want to put on a few members a month, build myself up a couple $100. We've got a place for you. Absolutely. But that's not this particular advanced training. I'm speaking to the top few hundred brokers in Ameriplan that are striving to build their total financial freedom as a full-time career in Ameriplan. And in order to do that, almost without exception, you need to be an ace recruiter. You've got to be able to put on 40 brokers a year in order to find those few that are going to go on and build their business that you're going to override in Ameriplan with this compensation plan in order to build your financial freedom. It's a very minimum goal. We used to have a five-a-month club in Ameriplan. It's before many of your time. Five-a-month was the goal, and if you could put on five-a-month, then you were on pace to build your financial freedom in 2 to 4 years. And then they took it, tweaked it down into the ACE Club and came up with 40 a year. You're an ACE recruiter. You're building and you're going to build your check within a four, let's say a four-year period of time. Now, to be a top ACE recruiter is to do it in the 12 to 24-month, 36-month period of time. So these are barometers of how fast you're going toward driving to that financial freedom, all right? We're talking about basic barometers, general barometers that pretty much fit 90-plus percent of the top producers in Ameriplan, the people that are building in the building phase of their business for the last several years. That's why you're going to meet six of the top 11 ACE recruiters in Ameriplan tonight. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and understand that you want to be an ACE recruiter if you want to build a real, live, full-time, financially freedom, better tomorrow check in Ameriplan. You want to be an ACE recruiter. You want to put on this 3.8 brokers a month or whatever it is, four brokers a month, and you want to be there. It's the minimum level that you need to hit to drive toward getting a check, a real live, pay my bills and set my family free and full-time employment type income and, yes, low even ultimate financial freedom. This is a bare minimum goal. It's not an advanced goal. It's not the goal of the people you'll meet tonight. Their goal was to be in the top 10. They were driving for the best of the best. You're going to meet Ameriplan's top guns. All right, so we understand that our goal is to be an ACE recruiter. We understand you can get in the broker support website with your broker number, and you can see where you stand right there year to date with the ACE numbers and the top producer trip. And you want to be on the scoreboard, absolutely. You want to be in the magazine when it comes out each month. When Ameriplan Corporate Call is being done on Monday, you want them to be mentioning your name as a top recruiter. Those are the people that get the check, folks. You want to be a top ace, no doubt about it. You want to be a top ace if your goal is to get the check in Ameriplan. Let me move on now and give you the 7 steps of being an ACE recruiter, the 7 steps. Because everybody wants to know, well, how do you do it, Steve? Just tell me how to do it. Let's go into the mechanics, the technique. Number one, you must have your arms around your advertising budget. Advertising budget. Number one, you must have an advertising budget. We are going to be going, and by the way, these 7 steps are going to be the 7 calls of the next 7 weeks on this particular training call. Number one, you got to have an advertising budget. There's much more to say about that. I'm sure that the people that share their stories, our top guns, will maybe even mention it as they share how they did it. But we're going to teach you about an advertising budget. I'm going to come back to that in greater detail on the late night portion of tonight's call. But you do not get out of the warm market where you made RSD and move into the cold market for free. You're not going to be able to run the numbers, the big numbers to build the big check, unless you have a lot of contacts in your warm market. out there on the street, door-to-door, face-to-face, and really running local warm market numbers unless you get into the cold market. And the cold market on the internet side, where we have become the top 6 of 11 ace recruiters in Ameriplan, and the people that make up this call, the backbone of it, the True Team Internet entrepreneurs, you know, the scoreboard don't lie. It's all about, if you're going to be an internet entrepreneur, you've got to have an advertising budget. Number two, you've got to have a cutting-edge system. Now, the True Team is a cutting-edge system, and we teach this to you, but the system is fluid. Write that down. That's F-L-U-I-D. The system is fluid. In other words, it's not fixed. It's not a locked-in-place system. It's a moving system. It's fluid. It's changing and evolving with the internet, with what's hot and what's not, and the right vendors, and the new spam filters, and the techniques that we use. It's a fluid. It's a moving, alive system. All right? So if you were to latch onto this system today and then check out of the training, not be involved with the team, not plugged into your upline, not running where we run, not staying with us on the cutting edge of what's hot and what's not, your system would be obsolete in 30 to 90 days, maybe even quicker. So you've got to understand, you've got to have a cutting-edge system. And for that, we need an autoresponder. We need to have the right mailer to send out our emails, the right emails, and the right leads. Let me give it to you again. It's 2B. 2B. Autoresponder, proper mailer, proper emails, and proper leads. Because number two, behind advertising budget, is you've got to have a cutting-edge system. You've got to be on the edge here. You got to be right on the edge of what's hot and what's not. On a quick side, no, I'll come back to that in detail. Number three, you need 20 to 30 fresh prospects per day, preferably created, if not purchased, and I did not say leads. A lead is the name we buy and send an email to. A prospect is somebody we pick up the phone and call. You understand the difference? You gotta fixate on this terminology right now. A lead is a name we buy to send an email to. A prospect is somebody we pick up the phone and we call. All right, so you need 20 to 30, so I'm sorry, I got my concentration broken there. You need 20 to 30 fresh prospects per day. How do you know? Well, go to trueteam.net/confess and read the Confessions of a Leadsaholic. And you'll follow it very clearly. That's trueteam.net/confess. If you don't get it and you're not taking notes, call your sponsor after the call. But you need 20 to 30 fresh prospects per day, preferably created by your e-marketing system, if not purchased. Yes, we know where to purchase real quality prospects ready to be called. Preferably created by our custom autoresponder system, if not purchased. Number four, you need the proper work environment. Number four, proper work environment. Some of the basics of this include a headset, a telephone, and a control tower. A headset, a telephone, and a control tower. What in the world is a control tower? Well, that's where I work. I work in the True Team control tower. Yes, it happens to be a spare bedroom, but when I started Ameriplan and made a decision this was going to be my full-time career, I asked Julie to move the spare bed and the fluffle ruffles out of here. I put a big desk in here, my computer, my telephone, there's a chair in here, and it is the control tower. This is where I work. I have a place of business. Now, for you, and man, there's a guy, and I won't steal his thunder. You'll meet him soon. He's one of the top aces. He won't be on the call tonight, but he is one of the top aces in Ameriplan. And his control tower, I think, was a closet off the side of his bedroom for a while. And there are people that have made their control tower, but they made a place. They put a desk there. They put a phone there. They put their computer there, you know. And they did it in such a way that really put them in a position to have the positive work environment. You need the right work environment. You need to be unplugged from the family, the kitchen, the children, the stinking friends next door, the television, and all of that. You need to have a proper work environment. A headset, a phone, and a little place to lock yourself up and get to work. That's what it means, and we'll learn more about that. Number five, you need a script. You need a script. You need to have what to say. Exactly what to say. You can find what all the aces in Ameriplan have used to say simply at trueteam.net/script. trueteam.net/script. I'm going to take a break. I need a favor from the queen of True Team, Julie. If you're over there, will you come in here for a second? I need for you to check on something for me, make sure all of our guests are with us on the other line. And we'll ask Julie if she can come into my control tower for a second and check on something. You need a script that's located at trueteam.net/script, and you need to be able to present that script. You need a script, and you need to be able to present it. So I wrote script practice next to it. Script practice. That's number five. Located at trueteam.net/script. That's what we say. Number six. Hang on one second with me. Number six, you need to dial, smile, and close. You must learn how to dial, smile, and close in order to be an ace recruiter. And underneath of it, I put a little subtitle, with persistence and follow. So number six is dial, smile, and close with persistence and follow-up. And finally, number seven, to be an ace recruiter, you must three-way call your three-way calling partners until you can put on five or more a month. All right? Until you can run five or more, you must three-way call your three-way calling partners. Number seven, three-way call your calling partners. Now, if you can put on five a month or more, and you're able to do that basically, fairly consistently, then you don't need the three-way call anymore. And I can tell you right now, I never did three-way calls with my sponsor. And my first year in Ameriplan, I was the number three ace recruiter of Ameriplan. Most of the ace recruiters in Ameriplan do use three-way calls. Mine did, not for long because I cut them off after they buried me the first couple of months. But if you're learning how to be an ace, until you can put on five or more, then three-way call is number seven, and it's essential for you. If you can run numbers, you no longer need to use the three-way call. All right, that's the top seven steps. We're going to learn more about that in detail at the close of tonight's call. But for those of you that are writing notes and getting an idea of what's going to be taught, you need an advertising budget, number one. You need a, number two, cutting-edge system. Number three, 20 to 30 fresh prospects a day. And I didn't say leads. I said preferably created prospects, if not purchased prospects. Number four, you need the proper work environment. Number five, you need the script, practice. Number six, you need to know how to dial, smile, and close. And number seven, you need the three-way call until you can run numbers. Now, that's basically what it takes to be a top ace. And we are so privileged tonight, and we'll transition into the next part of a call, by introducing you to the top. These are the top guns in Ameriplan right here that I'm introducing you to. I want you to understand, out of 65,000 brokers, this is half of the top 11 people. Not top 11%, not top of the class. This is the top 10. This is half of the top 10 right here. All right? They're the best of the best that Ameriplan has ever seen. And we're so privileged. And by the way, if you want to know how to get the check in record time like I did, I'm real blessed to thank the Lord for that four of these six here are direct me or my front line, me or my top dogs. So that's how you want to get a barometer of what it takes to get the check in record time. Then sponsor the top dogs, teach them how to do this, and go after fresh meat with the top dogs, and then you'll break the record at Ameriplan. But six of the top 11, I want to introduce you. I mean, these are the top aces, you know, and it's not a coincidence that they win the top producers trip. It's not a coincidence the way their check grows. It's not a coincidence that the ranking seems to follow the progress of their business because, you know, they're killing it. He's the number one ace of Ameriplan last year and just finished the number nine ace of Ameriplan this year. He's out of Greensboro, North Carolina, built his business 100% internet marketing. He's our best of the best. He's on my front line. He's my best friend. He's Ameriplan's top dog. His national sales director, Troy Cotterman. Troy, I want you to take a few minutes and tell these folks, how did you do that?
I'll tell you what, Steve, I don't know, man. That just doesn't sound like me, first of all. All I've done is, you know, pat answer, I guess. I've just came in and followed the system and did what you told me to do, even when I didn't like it. But, boy, the system works. That's all I can say. The system works. How did I do it? Well, I'll tell you what. I talked on the phone every night until I was hoarse or until I wasn't making sense in my presentations. I used to have to ask people to say, I'm sorry, I'm just not making any sense. Can we reschedule a time here? I just can't do it anymore. So I talked till I was silly. I talked till I was hoarse. I talked until 1 o'clock in the morning, if I could, out on the West Coast. And I knew that I was working this business hard. I had an advertising budget. I mean, you know, just being transparent here, I pulled out my credit cards, and I just kept using credit card. And when if one would get a little high, then I'd transfer it over to a 0% balance and put it on there. And you know what, Steve? All my credit cards are paid off today. I have no credit card debt. So it works. I know you did kind of the same thing. I did whatever it took to keep leads coming in, because if I didn't have leads coming in, I couldn't talk to people. 20 to 30 fresh prospects a day, every single day. You know, I stayed plugged into the system. I played a little game with myself every day because I wanted to stay focused on what I was doing. And I told myself, I said, Troy, I said, you've got to come up with a laser sharp focus here, something that is going to, you know, a barometer that even if somebody doesn't sign up today, I need something to know that I'm staying on track. And what I would do is I'd get out my little planner and I'd start making check marks when I did the right things here. And what I mean by that is this. I told myself that I had to give at least 5 presentations a day. Sometimes I gave 10, sometimes I gave 3, but I said 5 presentations a day. Now, that may not sound like much, but it really is. 5 presentations a day is a lot. Because in my book, here's what a presentation is. I talk to somebody, and then they sign up. Well, hey, that's a presentation. That worked. Or I talk to somebody, and they didn't sign up on the first phone call, and I tried to sign them up on the first phone call, but they didn't, and they needed more information or speak with their spouse. Well, that's a presentation because there's still an avenue there where I have a chance of bringing them into the business. I'm going to follow up with them. But if they told me no or didn't let me get through the presentation, you know, I went through a whole presentation and they told me no, that wasn't a presentation because there's no avenue to follow up. And I know from experience that if you'll tell yourself 3 to 5 presentations a day, every single day, I won't go to bed until I have that. Or if I run out of leads, maybe I can't get it. But I won't go to bed until I've exhausted every avenue possible to give that many presentations. If you give that many presentations a day, every single day, you want to go for 7 presentations a day, that's fine. But, you know, 3 to 5 to 6 to 7, you give that many presentations every single day, you will write as much business as you want. Now, if you know how to close and you practice on the closing, and, you know, the close is what brings them in. You know, you need to learn how to present, but it's the close that brings people in. You've got to set a goal for yourself every day. So, you know, I suggest 5 presentations a day every single day.
Troy, you're the man. We appreciate you so much. Going to jump straight from Greensboro to Jacksonville, Florida. I wish this guy was on my front line. It's amazing that he's my upline, and I love him as a best friend. Him and his wife, Roger and Tracy Kamen, were the number two ace recruiters in Ameriplan last year, right behind Troy, and the number two ace recruiters in Ameriplan this year. So you're talking about the top of the best of the best. And he's our upline, True Team's upline in Ameriplan. And I want to introduce you to top dogs in recruiting. And I want to ask you, well, first of all, Roger and Tracy Kamen, Founders Rings in Ameriplan, are you there?
Can you hear me, Steve?
Sounds good, buddy. Roger.
All right. I had a tough time getting on, bud. I appreciate your patience.
Hey, no problem, man. We want to know, number two last year, number two again this year, how did you do it?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, you know, we keep hearing it over and over, but obviously there's a system. You know, nobody can be consistent at doing anything unless you have a system to follow. And obviously we have a system to be able to do that with, with purchasing, you know, or generating leads, like you said. And, you know, I remember early on, you know, our first venture into internet marketing, we sat down with you and we just kind of said, hey, tell us the truth of what it takes. And you said you've got to have, and you're still saying it today, you got to have 20 to 30 prospects every day, fresh prospects that you haven't talked to every day in, you know, in your inbox. And so that's the measure, that's the barometer, the benchmark that we use to know whether we're, you know, generating or purchasing enough prospects. Because if we don't have about 20 prospects every day minimum, then, you know, we need to evaluate, you know, our advertising budget. And so, you know, we decided early on that we were going to, you know, commit to the system and not just, you know, generate five prospects. And you know, you said 20 to 30. We, you know, we do 20, 30. And of course, along with having people to talk to, is you actually got to pick up the telephone. And the tools that you just said, you know, with having a headset and a good telephone and a workspace, you know, obviously, you know, we just committed to that and decided that, you know, we were going to put ourselves in an environment that we could be successful if that's what it took to be successful. And so we did that. And then, of course, obviously, when you prepare yourself with the right tools, then obviously you have to go to work, you know. And so we committed some major, commitment that we had never had in the business before, and some major commitment to some time, you know, smiling, dialing, and closing. And, you know, quite honestly, there might be people on the line tonight that say, well, geez, I just don't like the telephone. It weighs about 500 pounds. And I'll be honest, I was the same way. I had to decide and make a decision that was going to be what I had to, you know, overcome to be able to make this thing happen if I wanted to have what other people had. And at that time, when you looked at the top 10 in recruiting, a minimum of 6, 7, 8 of them every month were, you know, on this system that, you know, the True Team system. So the bottom line is, you know, we wanted the results. You got to do the work. So, you know, we made a decision to do the work. And what I decided to do is get really better every day and just, you know, make myself get better on that telephone. And to the point where not only was I getting better in my presentation, but I was actually enjoying it, to the fact that it didn't bother me at all to pick up that phone. And not only, you know, did the phone not weigh 500 pounds anymore, but it just felt like a something that, you know, I mean, obviously it was working. And it just felt very comfortable for me, and I was able to teach other people how to do that. But, you know, when we sat down, you know, when I, you know, sat down and Tracy, anytime we decided to sit down and actually start recruiting people, you know, we did what you said, Steve. We got our desk and, you know, our workspace in order where it, you know, there wasn't a bunch of stuff on the desk. And, you know, we cleared the desk off, and we got in the right mindset for recruiting. And what we, you know, again, it was all about a decision that we were going to do something consistent every day. And here's the biggest thing I think that we learned in the business of, of recruiting on the telephone is call with expectancy. You know, and when you call with expectancy, see, I never picked up the telephone ever one time that I didn't expect to recruit that person that was on the other line onto our sales team. I never did. And it wasn't, I wasn't calling to give information or call as a chat with them. I was calling with an expectation of putting a person on my sales team where I could, help and mentor and show this phenomenal system to. So, you know, that's all we did, Steve, you know, and we did it, you know, with relentless, you know, tenacity every day. You know, we just did it every day, every day, every day. And what happened is by doing that consistently, you know, over the course of the year, you know, there was months where, you know, we put on more brokers, obviously, but, you know, we never let the month go. We never let the month go without having anywhere from 5-10 brokers on every single month. And obviously, you know, we finished out some months with much higher numbers than that. But, you know, it was just, again, something I just picked up from you a long time ago. When you pick up that telephone, you expect to enroll that person. And so when I started doing that and deciding to get better with a presentation, it just started to come together. It started sounding, you know, like I actually was having a conversation with these folks instead of, you know, that I was recruiting, you know, prospecting instead of, you know, really pitching them a script, even though I was going right by the script. And so that's kind of what we did, Steve.
Hey, Scoreboard Don't Lie, congratulations, and we appreciate you being here. The number three last year, Ace Recruiter, and our plan was me. You're going to be hearing all of my thoughts, so we'll skip to the number five. Ace Recruiter in Ameriplan last year. He's got one of the fastest-growing checks in all of Ameriplan, certainly number one fastest-growing team in True Team, and the guy can recruit at will. Rick Weidel, National Sales Director, winner of the Top Producer Trip this year and a bunch of other stuff. Are you there, Rick?
Yeah, I'm here, Steve. You hear me okay?
Sounds great, buddy. Tell them how you did it.
You know, it's really, it's not really, there's no magic here. And it's really hard to add much to what Troy just said and what Roger just said. These guys are like my heroes. I love the way Roger can put on business. He's put on monstrous numbers, and there's really no magic to this thing. It's focus, and that's, I think myself, it was just you know, a laser focus on what the goal was, and just staying in the process every day and working really hard. It's the formula itself is just pure numbers. It's a mathematical equation. It's really, really simple. And it just, the bottom line is either do it or you don't. You'll either put in the hours and put in the time and do the work, you'll get the results, just like Troy was saying. 5 to 10 presentations a day, that was my magic number, 5 to 10 presentations a day. I stayed focused on that from the time I got up in the morning all day long. That's what I was shooting for, to somewhere land between 5 and 10 presentations every day. And if you stay in the process and you keep doing that, and you keep doing that day in and day out and day in and day out, it just happens. You end up being a top ace recruiter. And the checks are good. Your organization takes off, and it just actually takes on a life of its own. And what a blast it is. But, you know, that's really not anything I think I could add here. There's no magic. It's just numbers. It's work, focus. 5 to 10 presentations a day, you either do it or you don't. And if you want to run with the top dogs and make the big checks, you know, you get in the game and you do whatever it takes to knock that out. And it's there for anybody. It's there for anybody that'll get in the game and work like that. That's about all I could add there, Steve. Back to you, buddy.
Hey, Rick, I appreciate that. We're going to move to the number six ace recruiter in all of Ameriplan this year. I wish this guy was on my front line. I wish he was even in my down line. You've heard me introduce him as my redheaded stepchild. He's become my best friend. We met at a leadership conference and just had the privilege of making friends with this guy. Completely internet marketing from the point of running these numbers and building to the number six ace in all of Ameriplan. Hails out of Charlotte, South Carolina, National Sales Director, O.H. Brown. How are you?
I'm doing great, partner. Thanks for having me on as always. And Steve, hey. I tell you, it is Charleston for the record. You always
I messed up. Charleston.
You always get that messed up. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
I'm mixing you up with my other friend, National Sales Director, Kathy and Ricky. Yeah. And I'm just mixing. Listen.
That's all right, partner, but let's talk about these numbers.
Hey, let's talk about it. Everybody wants to know, you just finished number six, OH. How did you do it? What'd you do?
Well, I tell you, it started very simply. As you said, Steve, you know, I was a dead-in-the-water senior regional sales director from May a year ago. And, you actually a little before that, but we met in that spring and we got together on this thing, and it all started, first of all, I was hungry. I was motivated. I was looking and wanting a system. I already believed in this company, but I just didn't have a system. You agreed to mentor me, but you set the posture straight right out the gate. And I think this is important for anybody training people, is to set the posture correctly. You said, do this homework. I'm not going to mess around with you. You're not even in my downline. I'm not going to waste my time with you. If you won't get this thing done right, there's no need in us talking. So you set the precedent. And I think it's a very important factor that any of us as business partners, working with business partners, need to set a business relationship precedence right out the gate. So that did it for me right out the gate. I did what you told me to do. I'm a great copycat, just like Troy Cotterman always says. So I did exactly what you told me to do. You told me I needed enough leads to get 20-plus prospects a day. You told me I needed an autoresponder if I wanted to be in this game, be with a big dog. So what did I do? I got the autoresponder you recommended. I got the leads. I started buying the leads. And as soon as the prospects hit, baby, I was on the phone calling them. And, you know, that's the, once again, it comes down to a work ethic. You know, I committed the time necessary, every breathing moment I could, to pick up that telephone and dial. And if that meant I had some time during the day, I'd pick up the phone. I'd call some of my prospects. If I didn't get them then, I'd roll them out of my scheduling planner to call them later that afternoon or later that night. I mean, I might call one number 20 or 30 times before I ever get the person at home. And that was a part of the work ethic that you trained and taught us to how to do. So, I mean, my goal, once again, was 3 to 5 presentations a day, and I wouldn't stop until I got them. I plugged in, Steve, to every training call. I couldn't get enough of Steve Luxenberg listening to the wisdom and the discernment that is beyond your years that you have. So I wouldn't miss a single training call, Saturdays, Wednesdays, Tuesdays, whenever, wherever you were having a call, I was there. So I plugged in. I wanted to send emails out like Steve Luxenberg, nice HTML emails. Had no idea how to do it. Well, you had a training call on them. So I went and listened to it. I studied. I learned on my own time how to do emails, to be a leader. You told me if I wanted to be a leader in this company, that I needed to have my team look to me, not to you. So I stepped up to the plate, starting to learn the things so I could teach others what needed to be taught to help them build their business. I particularly studied handling objections. I made a student, became a student out of how to close that objection, how to really understand what that person was saying to me that a no was not necessarily a no. It's just that, hey, brother, you haven't told me enough information to make me say yes. So I learned how to do that. I particularly read a lot of positive mental attitude books on a regular basis, listened to guys like Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, and others, guys that could fill me with enough positive information that what comes in must eventually go out. I positioned myself with knowledge so I could empower others, Steve, bottom line. I got my mind off of me and what I wanted and got my mind off of helping other people, on to helping other people. And I think, quite frankly, that's probably the most key element. It's not about me anymore. It's about who else can I help to make a better way of life. Back to you, buddy.
Appreciate that, OH. We're going to jump from the East Coast to the West Coast. She was the number 11 ACE recruiter in Ameriplan last year. Literally, I don't know that I've ever seen anybody that could put on business quite at will, just get mad one day and sit down and put on 2, 3, 4, 5 brokers at will, you know, and she can recruit. And I'm fortunate enough to have her on my front line, National Sales Director Janine Andrews from Sacramento, California. Janine, are you there?
Ooh, yes. Do you have me?
Yep, got you good.
Sorry, I had some feedback going on there. Okay, thank you.
You sound great, Janine. And tell us how you did it.
Well, I have to say, you know, they pretty much all hit it. I was like, oh, great, I'm the last one here. What can I add? And I'm going to say one of the things that was touched on a little bit was the mindset. And that's really what I did, is I said, okay, I am going to make this happen. And yes, you know, it's all about being plugged in. You know, you're not in a business by, you know, you're for yourself and not by yourself. And staying plugged in is just, it just really helps your mindset, you know, both to our training calls And I did the same thing. I mean, just like OH. I mean, you look around here, and we got Stephen Covey and Zig Ziglar, and the old book that I tell you what, Dr. Schuller, if it's gonna be, it's up to me. And that's what I said, that it's up to me. And I was gonna, you know, I wanted that award. And you know, during the course of the time, I think the biggest thing, the script. I mean, Steve, you said that. I'm in a different room. Number three, I think, or number two. You know what? Today, I still have that original script inside of my little, document sleeves. There's a few little notes and a few little scribbles and stuff all over it. But you know what? I never, even today, a year and a half later, ever do a presentation without my script in my hand, because I don't want to wander off. You know what? That script made me a lot of money. It made all you guys a lot of money, and it put us in the top. So, you know, follow that script. And I guess the other thing I would have to say is definitely work schedule. You know, people around me, my neighbors, my friends, they used to go, well, you work from home. Can't you just do this? Can't you do this? Or, no, I'm working. Just because I'm at my house doesn't mean I'm not working. And, you know, when I first started, I had a roommate, so I couldn't have an office. You know, that's a nice luxury that I have now. But I made an office. I made a screen that I put up, and I had this little corner in the dining room. You know, it's just, you do have to have a workspace, because once again, it's the mindset. And that perseverance, I think you guys all touched on perseverance. And I think, Roger, I always have to laugh about what he told us from day one when they were just hitting the phones hard. I mean, we're just, you know, it's all about putting the headset on, the duct tape. Steve, you're a good one for that one. But, Roger, I have to give you, man, I would never call people as late as you did, honey. That's why you're up there a little further than me. You know, I mean, I tried 3-4 times, but, you know, trying after 9:30, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock is basically, yeah, if they weren't home at 8, give them another try. But, you know, and that's what it is. It's whatever it takes to reach the people. You know, I have several people that go on training calls with me, and they're like, well, you don't leave a message? I'm thinking, I'm here to talk to people. This is business about talking to people. That's all I want to do. I want to get that person on there and make a decision. Are they in? Are they out? I'm not here to make friends with them. I'm here to make a business decision. And that's what I really feel is so important when I'm in the midst of doing my training with everybody, is it's a business decision. And I have to say, though, to get through those gatekeepers, you got to act like you're, you know, Uncle Charlie's best friend Janine that is calling him from out of state, though, to get through there. And so I guess that would just be it. You know, I'm having fun. You just had fun with it, really stayed with the focus, and made it happen.
Janine, we appreciate it. Appreciate you being here. Guys, I'm going to take you through the 7 steps again, and then we're going to open up the line. And these question and answer times that we're going to have tonight are only pertaining to being a top ACE recruiter. We don't want to get into Q&A about other basic topics that are there for your sponsor to handle, or advanced topics regarding the duplication for leadership. We're going to be involved in that in another training. However, let me run through these 7 steps again. Make sure you got solid notes. If you've already got it and you don't need to be a part of the Q&A and this is already beyond where you are, it's a good time to call it a night, and we'll just hang with those top ACE recruiters, those that want to be, those that are setting a goal to be a top ACE in Ameriplan this year. Remember, number one, you got to have an advertising budget to do this. You can't fund this without an advertising budget, unless you're working your warm market, which is free, and you're working amongst a plethora of people that gives you 10, 20 people a day fresh to talk to. Otherwise, you're moving into the cold market, specifically paying for people, generating people to talk to, the right people to talk to, and we're not simply talking leads here. We're talking about prospects, because you've got to be using, number two, a cutting-edge system. That's the autoresponder, the right mailer for your autoresponder, whether it's online, offline. You'll learn more about that in this training, the difference between online autoresponders, vendors we use, or offline autoresponders, vendors we use. The right emails, the right leads, all for one reason, number three, to to develop for you 20 to 30 fresh prospects per day. Most of the people were satisfied on the 20 side. I always went to the 30 side because I wasn't just setting a goal to be a top recruiter. I wanted to be a top duplicator, and I wanted to have prospects enough to share. That's 20 to 30 fresh prospects a day, preferably created prospects from your autoresponder, proper email, proper leads, and email system. If not, purchased prospects. Those are quality people that have recently gone through, recently, that's the key word, gone through the survey and answered the questions. You need 20 or 30 of them a day to be a top ace. Number four, the right work environment, a proper work environment. This includes everything from your head to your headset, from your phone to your duct tape taping your headset to your head, to the control tower, the place where you go and do business. And when you lock yourself in and you go to work with the discipline that you hear these people talking about. Number five is the script, and it needs to be practiced. Nobody can be good with this thing until they're bad. It's impossible to give a good presentation until after you've given bad presentations. No exceptions. We all come the same way. You need to be. You need to use the practiced script. Number six, it's dial, smile, and close. There's something we do, and it's not check. It's not send and receive. All right. For those of you that are, let me step on some toes. Because as OA says, I'm always real straight with my warriors. This is not about send and receive. If you're building your business based upon clicking on the send and receive button, you're in bad trouble. You need to be hearing little voices every time you sit in front of that computer clicking send and receive, and it needs to be going like this in your head. Houston, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. What we have is a geek. We have an internet freak. We have an email freak, but we have no money being made, no ace recruiter. This is not about click and send receive. It's about number six, dial, smile, and close. We're in a relationship-based business. The only way this happens is talking to people. If you want to try to be the five out of the million that are making any money in network marketing, you need about a $10,000 advertising budget. Call me, and I'll teach you pay-per-click. And then you can go make a few bucks putting on members over there on the side. And you'll be one of those very rare freaks that had a bunch of money to throw at this thing to create member sign-ups to generate residual income. But you won't be an ace recruiter, and you won't be in the 99 percentile of the top income earners in network marketing. This is a relationship-based business that requires talking to people. You must learn to dial, smile, and close with persistence in follow-up. And we're going to teach that to you on this call. And we're going to demonstrate it because we're going to go out and do live prospecting. And I'm going to let you listen in to me, go out on the calls with my 30 fresh prospects a day, and you'll listen to what it sounds like doing the dial, smile, and close. Now, let me give you a little warning here for those of you that are here that are have access to many different calls. There have been a lot of calls going on where people are doing some live prospecting calls, and you'll notice they were not one of the people interviewed here tonight. Well, let me give you something to write down here on who you follow. As far as listening to people that'll do this and who you follow, I want you to write this down. The scoreboard don't lie. All right? You make sure you're following people that are following this system because they're on the scoreboard. Scoreboard don't lie. Now, we've got a lot of great senior regional sales directors and executive sales directors and even national sales directors out there. And many of them are trying to do live prospecting calls, and I commend them. This is not a slam on anyone. But when you hear a variation of these seven steps taking place, you need to go directly to the scoreboard and say, that's different from what I heard all the top dogs say. Therefore, I must analyze. Since it's different from what person on the scoreboard? Do they have a scoreboard to report on? If not, then follow the guys on the scoreboard. That's real basic common sense. But I only feel that it requires being said because I've heard and seen some people doing some live prospecting calls, and quite frankly, they shouldn't have been. They shan't have been. Because they're not following these seven steps. They're not following the script. They're not doing this of what you're hearing, the top of the top, the best of the best say. And that's important for you. Does that mean your sponsor, your upline's not leading you properly on base shop calls? Of course not. That's not what I'm saying at all. Matter of fact, chances are, if your sponsor or upline's leading base shop calls and you're plugged into them, you'll find that what they're saying are these seven things. There'll never be a controversy or a conflict of interest because they're following the proven system. No doubt about it. You've got to have the persistence and follow-up skills with your dial, smile, and closing skills, and this requires something down in your heart. Because there's no doubt to dial, smile, and close with persistence and follow-up requires something down inside your guts. And we'll pull that out as we cover these steps. And number seven is the three-way call. And if we're privileged enough to get Rick Weidel and his Fab Four back on and how they created their three-way call partner group, we'll have a great training in that area as well. We've got about 10 minutes left. It's important that you hear me now. If you have not already, please press *6 on your telephone. It's very important that everyone listen. If you have not already, please press *6 on your telephone to mute yourself out. When I go to the open line, it needs to be completely quiet, and then those few people that are going to ask questions pertaining to this and this only subject, base recruiting, how, and these seven steps, then you'll come back in to the line by pressing *6 again. By pressing *6 again, you'll come back live on the call. There's over 200 of us out there, so I hope everybody's pressed *6 now, and then we're going to let them reintroduce their pertinent questions by *6 and themselves back in.
Presentation is disabled.
People on the call.
We got a little bit of background noise there we still want to work on. If that's you and you have not pressed *6, everybody say hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I hear you. Here's your phone, please.
Can I jump in with a question?
Hello?
Okay, guys, hang on one second. Steve, you still there?
Hello?
All right, if you can hear yourself, go ahead and *6 your phone and mute out your background noise.
All right, I got that again. We kind of flew away the whole phone system there for a second. Hang on, listen to me. We've got people on the web that are listening through their speakers. Please hang up your telephone if you're listening through your speakers. And we still got a little bit, we want to clear up a little bit of echo. Yes, I hear you. You need to please press *6 on your telephone, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please press *6 on your telephone, ma'am. Yes, please press *6 on your telephone, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please press *6, ma'am. We're getting there. We're doing good, guys. We're 200 of us. All right, we got a pretty clear line. Just, you know, one at a time, not 100. If you got a question pertaining to the seven steps to be an ace, we want you to *6 to come back in and ask your question very loud and clear.
Hi, Steve. I have a question.
Go right ahead.
I'd like to know, the recruiters, how you manage train your new brokers on the script and do the things you do and be an ace recruiter at the same time.
That's a great question. Please, star six, your telephone. That's a great question. And really, you'll find there's a separation between being an agent and being a trainer. And we're not covering being a trainer or the leadership on this call. You see, when you're able to run these numbers necessary to be an ace, what's going to happen is you're very quickly going to make it to regional sales director and quickly make it to senior, and then you will personally be involved to a leadership call where you will learn the leadership skills necessary in order to duplicate. But the duplication process is a separated training from recruiting, and in order to be able to be in a position to duplicate, you got to run the numbers. So the answer is, basically, to be an ace recruiter is your first goal. To learn how to manage all the people you put on, that's only necessary after you've made it into a leadership position. One thing follows another, and you've got to be able to run these numbers to get there. Once you can, you'll be invited to another call. We've got another question. Jump in.
Please, this is Tony Redding in San Diego.
Go ahead, Tony. We got you. You sound kind of weak in the background. If you could speak up real loud, Tony, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'm going to yell here. For me and also for the brokers that I have online, I wonder if you would tell people the top 2 to 3 systems that you use. And it's probably going to be repeated what I tell them, but I want them to hear it straight from the, you know, the horse's mouth. What do you use to be the ace recruiter?
All right, I really appreciate that, Tony. Thanks, and please, star six your phone, and we'll knock out all this background noise. We still have a few people on this side of the line that haven't star six yet, and if you would do that, everybody on this line would be so grateful. Thank you. Tony's question, for those that didn't hear, because he was dialing in from somewhere in South San Diego near the border, I think, I don't know, is what are the systems? When we talk about being involved in the cutting-edge systems, what are the systems we use? Well, number one, I don't know an ace that's not in either Postmaster or Mailbox Studio. Last year was Postmaster, this year is Mailbox Studio. So I don't know an ace recruiter that's not got an offline system. An online system means you don't do nothing from your own computer. They do it all. It's an online system. They send the emails. They put the leads in there, they generate the prospects, you just wait for them to come to you. We got somebody having a conversation and we really need you to press star six on your phone, sir. We got somebody with a cough, we really need you to press star six on your phone, ma'am. All right, thanks guys. We got somebody who's deputed out, we really need you to press star six on your phone, sir. All right. Appreciate that, guys. We need everybody's participation in this in order to pull this off. I mean, everybody literally has to comply in order to be able to keep this line open. Even if you're the next question. We hear you, fella. We need you to press star six, please, sir. Thank you. All right. So Tony was asking, the question was, what are the top systems that we're in? There are a couple of different online systems. I mentioned the two authorized offline systems, and all the leaders use an offline system plus an online system. They use them both, and you'll understand that as advanced training goes into details on the cutting-edge system. But all the leaders, all the aces that I know, use an offline system, either Postmaster last year or Mailbox Studio this year, and it allows them to produce the finest prospects that you could ever produce, people that will know your name. As far as online systems go, last year it was Paychecks for Life, a very strong system. This year there have been several different systems, simple as ABC, Growth Pro, and a new system we're beta testing. The leaders are beta testing, and you're going to hear more about that as we beta test the new system. So those are just a couple of name drops of vendors we use, but the important thing you understand about being in the right system, and Tony, I appreciate you asking, is that it's in consultation with your successful upline. You make a decision about your system in consultation with your successful upline. Anybody else got a question? Jump in.
This is Mark Engelmeyer from Illinois. I have a question.
Illinois, we need you to speak up 10 times louder and jump right in.
Okay. I heard earlier that O.H. Brown had mentioned something about training as far as overcoming objections, and I was wondering where I could get that information.
Well, you'll see it in the training emails, and you'll also see it in the back office of your training website, in your True Team back office. However, it'll be a part of step number 6, dial, smile, and close with persistence and follow-up. It'll be a part of the live prospecting calls that we do here on Monday night. And the verbal, the training on the conference call that you'll hear, and we need still several people, like we need about 10 more people to star 6 in order to pull this off. But you'll hear overcoming objections along with the details on step 6, dial, smile, and close. You can see it in writing in the back office of the training and in your training website, and you will hear it in detail when we get to step 6. Great question.
Steve, there's one other comment I want to add on that. You can do it in three. You can do it with the three-way phone calls with your sponsor. Listen to your sponsor do the close for you.
Absolutely, three-way calling and listening to your sponsor give presentations and overcome objections is a great personal mentoring side of what's done, and you'll get it there as well.
This is Kevin from New Mexico. I have a question.
Go ahead, Kevin. Make it loud.
All right. On this new iPro Direct system, we're switching all the leads over from the PFL. Okay. I'm trying to switch the leads over to the PFL, I get to the iPro Direct page. And it says, if you are a PFL member, do not apply on this page. Just sign on with the PFL password and your sign-on name.
Username and password, PFL username and password.
Right, and I try to sign on with my username and my password, PFL username and password, and it says that the ID is not recognized.
That means that for some reason your username and password is not being recognized by that system. You need to contact both PFL and that system and find out why you're inactive. Either they migrated you inactively or something's wrong with your username and password. But the only person that can answer that is them.
Okay. Trying to get, it says do it by the 28th to take advantage of the 500 free leads.
Yeah, and that's a good deal for those that are migrating over from PFL to that system, and it's only for those people, of course. But yes, you want to contact them and find out if you're still active and why you're not migrating over properly with your username and password.
Okay, I've contacted the iPro Direct. I guess I'm still waiting on a response from them. But you can need to contact PFL also.
I would do both. I would do both with serious persistence tomorrow. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
If you don't get
Mark
satisfied,
what
if you don't get hang on, Mark. If you don't get satisfied with that, and you're really stuck in the deadline, you can send an email to steve@trueteam.net. I'll try to hook you up.
Okay, and that was at steve.net.
steve@trueteam.net. I'll try to hook you up.
Okay, could you spell that out for me real quick?
TrueTeam, TrueTeam. TrueTeam. This is a TrueTeam call.
Okay.
Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, when you bring in a new broker, Steve, would you recommend they get the ABC system right off the bat?
We can go, really.
Yeah, we've got, thanks, Mark, I appreciate
we
that.
Can go upstairs.
There's a woman that needs to send her kids you upstairs.
Go upstairs.
Please start fix your
like
phone, ma'am.
I know you to be. And then you block your door.
Listen,
you bang
if you got a kid there who broke his door, ma'am, we're listening to your family conversation. Please star 6 your phone.
Get up, honey. Get up the phone. Open the door.
Ma'am.
Shall we? Just open.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
I hope she works that out with her baby there. She's trying to put her kid to bed, and obviously she moved off the microphone to deal with her child. And hopefully, if you can hear me now and that child's gone upstairs to bed, please star 6 your phone, ma'am. Because we're listening to you discipline your child, and we don't need that tonight. We need that after we hang up. We're all in the same boat, but we want to keep an open line. Star 6 your phone, please. Mark's question was, where do we recommend a new broker go? And it's a great question. Even though it more falls into the area of leadership, even when you're learning how to put on and be an ace, you still have new brokers, and you need to walk them through new broker training. Really, that's where you need to walk them through. You need to three-way them in to Troy's call on Monday night. Troy will keep you on the cutting edge. Troy's recommendations for new brokers and the systems that are approved and recommended by this top team in Ameriplan will always be fresh Monday night at 9 o'clock. Right now, the system that we've been preferring is the simplest ABC system. But that could change by Monday, you understand that? Because our system is fluid. And because our system is fluid, the way to always know what's hot and what's not is to be plugged in. Every one of the five people we interviewed said the same thing. You got to be plugged in to know what's hot and what's not. How do you know where to recommend to put your new brokers in if they're at the point, new RSD? First of all, a new broker needs to do their 4 and 6 in their warm market unless they refuse to. And by gosh, I was one that refused to. So we have them, man. We got them all over the place, covered from coast to coast. They just refuse to work their warm market till they make some money, till they see some live checks from Ameriplan or whatever. Well, God bless them. We got a place for them, and we'll put them into a system where they can get online and buy people to talk to. No doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. And that always, I say always, that seems to change what's hot and what's not. So what's hot for a new broker this week is not necessarily where we're going to make a recommendation next week, because we are beta testing some new online systems. But yes, Mark, today it is simple as ABC, and you can always plug in to new broker training Monday nights, 9 o'clock, and Troy Cotterman will always be feeding the new brokers the very best of what's hot and what's not so they can consult with their sponsor and make a personal decision according to their upline. Great question. Man, we got a great line right now. If you've got a question, this is a good time to jump in.
If you're on the host line. Steve, this is Janine, and I do want to say that, well, anyways, just to add to what you're saying, yes, in a year and a half, I've been through a few systems, so and I used to complain on, oh, my gosh, we're changing again, but I'm so glad that you have kept us up on the cutting edge. Something, Steve, that I wanted to bring up that I forgot to, and since we're on this line here, you had a question out there about the difference between being in a management role and being in a recruitment role. And I think it's the toughest thing that all of our new RSDs get into is they think that they have to fall into a management role. I know I was there, and you had to tell me over and over and over that, I mean, listen to the script. The script says that you're going to have the training calls, you're going to have your training website, you're going to have all that training, but you're going to have a personal business coach. And I think that's where everybody do that they don't understand that they need to coach them along, coach them to be sure they're on plugged into the new broker training, be coaching them that they're plugged into this advanced call. They're not there to really train them, and I think that's the biggest thing, and that's how that you helped me to go forward and say, you know what, if the people who want to do the business, they're going to come along and they're going to follow and duplicate the same thing to do the numbers to make it happen.
Appreciate that. The right people, absolutely. And, you know, we're all tempted to fall into a management role. I mean, truly, one of the biggest holdups we see from people making it from senior to RSD is they think now they got 5 or 10 people, they're ready to make NSD, man. Now all they got to do is coach and train them. No, all you got to do is plug them in and challenge them, and it's not a lifelong affair. I mean, you know, you know, when I was training these aces, whether it's Troy, Janine, Rick, OH, any of them that I was working with, I was putting on 20 a month, and I was training these top dogs. I didn't give them each an hour a day, consuming 8 hours of my time. It didn't happen. You know, when I sign up a new broker and I set up their website and I show them how to get through their back office, I spent an hour and a half with them to teach them how to plug in. I give them a homework assignment. If they fail that homework assignment, basically they're done. I mean, I'll call them back and say, hey, Bob, you missed our appointment. I'm sure something serious happened in your family, or you wouldn't have missed our training appointment to discuss the script. I hope you're okay. Please call me and let me know everything is all right. and I give them my phone number, and man, they're stepping up or they're not. You understand? I mean, you got to work with the right people. Now, if I'm working with somebody and I've set up their system, I've set up their site, I'm walking them through the back office, I'm coaching them on the 10 steps, I'm talking to them about warm market, cold market, how to make regional sales director, their first goal, why to do it, how to get online and see it, you know, and I'm spending all this time. I say, all right, Bobby, now here's your homework. And he already, let's say, for example, like many people, he tells me, Steve, I'm talking to my friends and family, and it ain't gonna happen. I'm not doing it. Not till I get a check. I mean, you better point me to the internet leads, because I'm not calling in no favors here. All right, then I give them a homework assignment. Here's the script, truthteam.net/script. Got it, click on it, look at it, right-click and print. Man, you got to go outside, read that to the trees 10 times out loud, twice to the dog, once to the spouse, and then call me and pitch me. If you got that right, I'll share the best prospects I got with you. I'll show you how to get online and buy the prospects, and we'll do this on the internet. We got a place for you. And I'll give them the homework assignment. When will you be calling me back to pitch me the script? When will you practice the script? You going to practice it today? Great. You can call me tomorrow. What time? Noon? Let's lock in at noon. Are you good about your appointments? I'm good about mine. 12 noon tomorrow, we practice the script. Great, man. I'm right here ready to help you. If I don't hear from him at noon, I call him at 12:15. Hey, Bobby, you missed your appointment with me to work on the script here to get on the phone and pitch my hot prospects. And, you know, I'm sure something serious has come up in your family, or you wouldn't have missed our appointment. Please call me and tell me you're okay, Bobby. I'll give him my number. And, man, if this guy is running and he's percolating in the background, and he ain't hungry, and he's not stepping up to the plate, we're done. So we're not talking about spending a lot of time training all these brokers. Because either they're stepping up and fast-tracking the RSD, or they're on the phone pitching the deal with me, or they're percolating in the background getting them True Team emails. Because you don't chase dead wood. You can't light wet wood. You can't change somebody's thinking. You can't put a ball in their stomach and make them hungry. And they will not step up to the plate and do a darn thing until the timing is right in their life. They're entitled to percolate in the background here. They're going to pop their head in and out, make various attempts at RSD, show up on a few calls until their belly boils. When their belly boils, they'll be on you like white on rice. You won't be able to shake them. They'll be dialing your number every hour. You'll be coaching them. You'll be three-way calling together. You'll be dialing and smiling. You'll know you got the right person because they step up to the plate. How much time do they get from me then? 5 minutes. You ain't never got more than 5 minutes with me. Call my number and see if we have an hour-long conversation. I talked to Troy Cotterman, the number one ace last year, the number nine ace, top producer. If I talk to Troy now 10 minutes a week, I'm blessed. Yeah, at the beginning I talked to him, you know, 5 times a day for 5 minutes each time or 10 minutes each time, but it never stopped me from dial, smiling, closing, working with the right guy. Working with the right guy is a joy. When you're working with the right people, they're not sucking your blood. There's no conversation about the Democratic National Convention versus the RNC. There's no conversation about basketball, my mom, your mom, the holidays. We're not talking about summer vacation. We're talking about dial, smile, and close, make money. My belly's hungry. Is yours? If not, we got nothing to talk about. We have nothing to talk about if we're not after this thing together. I'm not here to build relationships for the sake of having a social environment. My social environment is found in my family and in my church. It's not found in long-distance relationships through the internet. That's perversion. So we're not here for perversion or social activity. We're here for business. Our relationships are business-based relationships and performance-based relationships. And when you're working with the right people, you don't have a problem getting stuck in the management mode. We're not here to make buddies. We're here to work with the right people. Those are the ones that dial, smile, and close. Work with them, you'll build a check quickly. All right, sorry for that rampage. Let me open the line. Thanks, Janine. You just got my buttons all wired out. You got a question, Star 6? Come back in and jump in. I just scared him to death, Troy. Shrek, you better come talk. I scared him to silence.
Hey, Steve, I think you still got the line muted out, don't you?
Oh, wait, let's find out.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Yeah, I guess they couldn't say nothing when they were muted out on the master side.
Steve, you scared the hell out of them.
Go ahead. If you got a question, we'll hear you now. Go ahead,
Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
This is Patsy from South Carolina.
Loud and clear, Patsy. Jump right in.
You haven't mentioned anything about Cutting Edge. How are the Marburger's leads doing right now?
Boy, I'm so glad you said that. The Cutting Edge Media System is there to buy prospects. They're good prospects. They're not as good as they were until we buried them. We put too many brokers over there. They're not as quite hot as they once were. But if somebody can't generate their own prospects, that's still the preferred place to buy prospects. But we're working on alternative systems along with GrowthPro so that people can go and just buy their prospects, people worthy of being called, surveyed, fresh, live, real-time prospects. And when Tony asked that question, boy, I didn't give the right answer. So whoever you are, Carol, is that right?
Yeah.
Thank you for asking that question. That is a very top vendor.
Still there, Donnie?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think so far?
Well, let's ask Donnie on a clothesline. Please press star 6 and talk to Donnie on a clothesline. If you got a question, jump right in.
Okay. Now, that's all about.
No, we're listening to you live, honey. You need to star 6 your phone.
I got a question.
Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm Michelle. I'm from Amarillo, Texas.
Go ahead, loud
and
clear.
My question's about advertising budget. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Advertising.
I'm fairly new in, I've only been in about 6 weeks. And the number one thing that you were talking about was arms around advertising budget. How do you decide or figure out how much you can start with for an advertising budget?
Man, that's one of the best questions I heard all night. What's your name?
My name's Michelle Richards. I live in Amarillo, Texas.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Thank you, Michelle. That's a great question. For those that didn't hear, Michelle asked, she said the number one thing on the 7 steps to being an ace recruiter is advertising budget, getting your arms around advertising budget. How do you determine your advertising budget? Establish your advertising budget. What are your goals for an advertising budget? And I'll tell you, that's one of the best questions that I've ever heard, ever, in internet marketing, network marketing, Ameriplan, advanced training, or on any open line that we've ever had. So congratulations to you for that question. For truly, if you don't get your arms around an advertising budget, this call is superfluous to you. Matter of fact, this whole hour is superfluous to you. Because let me explain the basics of this. Warm market is free. It's free. It costs you no money to talk to people in your hometown. The people that you live next door to, the people at the gas station where you buy gas, the people at the sandwich shop where you buy sandwiches, the coffee shop where you buy coffee, McDonald's where you buy Happy Meals. It costs no money to talk to those people. But when you decide you want to move into internet marketing, it costs money. And, you know, I tell you, one of the things that really just burns me up about these online autoresponder systems, and it always has, is you can get in for $19.95. You can get in for free, get a free website, and you can get in for $29.95 if you're on an online. Man, let me tell you what, you just better keep your $19.95 and go buy your kids a Happy Meal. Because you do not have an advertising budget with $19.95 or $29.95. All you are doing is keeping your kids from another Happy Meal. An advertising budget, a minimum advertising budget, I'd say is around $129. And man, we're scratching our head with our fingers crossed there, and I hope your sponsor's sharing prospects with you. Because to become an internet entrepreneur requires a revolving advertising budget. Here's what I recommend. Go make RSD. Put on 4 and 6 in your warm market, even if you're calling Aunt Mabel for favors. Aunt Mabel, congratulations. You're about to be a broker in Ameriplan. It's $95. You're going to love it, and I need you. What's your Visa card number? Bing, that's one. Go do your 4 and 6 any way that it takes. Then, as Ameriplan pays you, do not take the kids out for a Happy Meal. You take that $500, $1,000, whatever it is, and bing, you have an advertising budget. When you do that, you bing, win. Cha-ching, win. When you spend it on Happy Meals, the car payment, and a new outfit, jaboo, you lose. You lose. Dead in the water. RSD, dead in the water. Man, me and Troy could tell you some stories on how many people have done that. Reinvestment. Your advertising budget is revolving. You can create it by calling in 4 and 6 favors and make an RSD. Do not spend the money on Happy Meals or car payments. Reinvest it in advertising budget. $500 is a good advertising budget. $129 is a poor advertising budget. $29, shame on your sponsor for letting you do that when you should have bought a Happy Meal and talked to your neighbors. A $500 revolving advertising budget can make you an ace. And here's how that works. You went ahead and made RSD in your warm market. You took the money and you fought the temptation to cash it and take that money and buy yourself a new outfit, a Happy Meal, and pay the electric bill because it's all pressing. You know, it's all pressing. I know. Press. I know about it, man. I didn't come to this table full of riches and glory. Believe you me, none of us did. If you heard our stories about where we came from, you'd say, yep, they were broker than I was broke. But they learned about the business. Business 101, reinvestment. So they take the money from the business they write, even if it's calling in favor business, and reinvest it. And then here's how that works. You set up this envelope, and you write on the envelope advertising budget. And this is a little envelope that you put on the corkboard right in front of your face inside of your control tower, and it's called your advertising budget envelope. It's right next to the paper that says, I'm going to be an ace recruiter. And it's right underneath of the one that says, I'm going to be a top 10 ace and build a check. It's right underneath of the other note that says, I'll be NSD in 2004. And all those other things that you put up inside of your control tower to drive you to get on the phone and dial smile and close, because it's hard for everyone. You got to be bad before you're any good. And you have this advertising budget envelope, and when the Ameriplan checks come in, or when you go cut some lawn to get it done, man, somebody had some background noise right there and killed my thumb. Or when you cut some lawn to get it done, you put that money inside of the envelope that says advertising budget. It's either the checks from Ameriplan, or cutting grass, or babysitting. Listen, don't tell me you can't create an advertising budget. My 65-year-old mom, who insists upon being financially independent, babysits for a senior citizen and makes $70 cash a night. But don't tell me you can't go out and cut some grass or babysit for somebody to get an advertising budget. You're just not the person that we need to work with on this level. You need to be working on, you know, some other thing, but definitely, you know, not in internet marketing. You know, definitely don't belong here if you can't babysit, cut grass, or call in your favors to create an advertising budget. You got a little envelope, and your goal is $500. Now, as you begin to get introduced to these systems to buy the leads and the prospects and the people to call, and you'll always start off in an online system, and you'll always end up as a leader in an offline system, period. The offline systems require skills of leadership. The online systems are for newbies. And you'll learn more about that when we go into those details in week 2. Next week's detail is going to be advertising budget, by the way, in real detail. But you're getting a snapshot of it right now. You put this $500 in there. You may start off with $129. God bless you. My fingers are crossed, and I'm praying for you. And then you make a very calculated buy, a purchase. and this is a purchase, by the way, doesn't include computer software or Happy Meals. It doesn't include a new printer or a headset. We're talking about an advertising budget. It is dedicated for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to buy the right leads, autoresponder system, or prospects to talk to. And then you get on the phone and you do the work that you're taught to do with the script, with the persistence, the dial, smile, and close, the three-way calling, and you follow up and you put on some business. And then the checks come back to you because what you reap, so shall, what you sow, so shall you reap. The world says what goes around comes around. Everyone who does this and follows this system writes business. It takes some guts to cough up an advertising budget. I know that. We've all done it. Most of us on credit, by the way. I know the guts involved. I did it that way. I had a family to feed. I snuck away with a Visa card to pull it off after I had hungry guts. You know what hungry guts are, right? Guts are just makes you, a real persistent, tough person. Hungry guts means I'll kill you if you touch my son. Because my son, my daughter, I mean, I'll kill you if you cross me here. I got to feed my family. Don't touch my family. Hungry guts can't lose. When you get the hungry guts in action, you win big. So, you know, you're working with people that get to the hungry guts place of winning no matter what it takes. And they get on the phone and follow our system. They overcome the phone fear, the objections, and everything else that we're going to be teaching. And then they put on business. You will write business following the system. Nobody ever didn't. No one ever didn't. The scoreboard don't lie. I didn't do this with four people. I did it with 2,400 people. The scoreboard don't lie. Then when the checks come in from Ameriplan for those brokers and members that you sign up, immediately you're going back first place to that envelope that's on the cork board that says advertising budget. And before you buy a Happy Meal, before you make a rent payment, before you pay the electric bill, you got to get $500 back in that envelope. Once $500 is back in that envelope, if that's your intermediate goal on your way to 1,000, or if you're from 129 and you're building up to 500, you're going to work from the 129 to the 500 to the 1,000. Once the 129 or the 500 or the 1,000 is back in the envelope, then you go buy the Happy Meal. Then you buy yourself some new flip-flops. Then you pay the electric bill. That's called taking profits. No entrepreneur in America, no entrepreneur in this free country has ever successfully taken profits before they've reestablished their advertising budget. Business 101. You have no profits without a successful, repetitive, revolving advertising budget. Don't deceive yourself into cashing advance checks, thinking you have profit, not putting it back into your business to build the momentum to generate true profits, and think you're on a business cycle. All you're doing is fooling around. It's a formula for failure. You must replenish your advertising budget from the first fruit after you tithe, whatever you do in your first 10% given to the Lord by your own convictions, and then you revolve that advertising budget so that every time a check comes in, you go straight to the envelope. Is there $500 in it? Nope, it's down to 310. Okay, I got a check here. I'm putting the whole thing in here because it's not 500. And then as fast as you recirculate that, once a month, twice a month, three times a month? Let me ask you this. The bottom line on the advertising budget is this. Would you be willing to spend $500 to make a grand? Say, what? Would you be willing to spend $500 to make a grand? Well, yeah, I would. Okay. How often? How often would I be willing to spend $500 to make a grand? Well, dang, every day if I could, as often as I can. Great. Now we're talking about a revolving advertising budget. Spend the $500, make the grand, put $500 back first, do it again, quick as you can. Now we're talking about the business building process necessary for you to be a consistent base recruiter. Great question.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Why do you need an autoresponder to make it big in this business?
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Great question. I don't know who said that, but somebody said, why do you need an autoresponder to make it big in this business? Well, you don't if you're willing to run your city and you have good providers in your area and you're willing to work your warm market. You don't even need to be on the internet at all. But if your method of choice, your preference, is internet marketing, which has produced the top performers and top producers in Ameriplan the last 3-4 years in a row, if this is your preference to do this from home, and you've moved from your warm market to your cold market and you need people to talk to and you prefer and choose to do internet marketing, then you need to get into all of the subjects that we're covering. Quickly, you'll find that you can run these numbers. You can put on 5 or 10 a month, even 20 if you want to. What are you going to do with those people? Then we get into leadership. Now we have a reason why you need your own autoresponder. Two reasons. The number one reason why you have your own offline autoresponder. Last year we were recommending Postmaster. This year we're recommending Mailbox Studio. Discuss this with your sponsor. Because those are the tools you need to minister to your downline, to communicate to your downline, to be a leader. It's a leadership tool. An advanced tool for leaders. Besides that, but not the primary reason, besides that, your offline autoresponder owning either Postmaster or Mailbox Studio, last year was Postmaster, this year is Mailbox Studio, that will produce for you the very best prospects that you could possibly create. It's a leadership tool primarily designed for the ability to minister to your downline and communicate effectively as a leader, and it will produce for you the very best prospects internet marketing ever developed. It will produce for you prospects that know your name in real time, so that when you get that prospect in your inbox, that lead, who's now a prospect, is looking at your website in real time, and they know your name. 90+, 80+% of the people that you talk to when you own your own autoresponder and you're operating in this advanced way, and by the way, this is an advanced tool for people that have good computer skills and are moving into leadership. Those prospects, 80 to 90% of them are going to know your name. And when I dial and I say, hey, my name is Steve Luxenberg, I don't know if my name rings a bell to you, they say, yes, Steve, I'm looking at you and the picture of you and Julie right now. I'm watching your video right now. I'm on your website. How did you do that? How'd you call me so quick? How'd you do that? I said, yeah, I'm running a little slow today. I'm going to try to get up to speed here tomorrow. They giggle and say, no, I'm serious. So, well, we have a phenomenal system. Really? Tell me about it. Sure, I will. Now, that prospect is hot, all right? And a lead for 5 cents is not. That's why you want to move into your own offline autoresponder out of the online autoresponders in addition to the online autoresponders is because it's a leadership tool and nothing will ever produce for you the prospects that an offline autoresponder will. However, our online autoresponders and the systems that we recommend are highly productive and able to take you to senior, in some cases even beyond, but you really want to get into the big league. You really want to get out of AOL. You really want to use, if you're going to be in internet marketing, then you step up to the plate and learn it. Look, 4 years ago when I returned to this country from the Soviet Union, I didn't know jack diddly about email, internet, nothing. Guy took me to lunch, asked me for my email address. I said, it's 1282 Summit Oaks Drive West, Jacksonville, Florida, 32221. He laughed at me. He took me back to the office and he showed me the internet, showed me email, and she opened my eyes. I said, man, two things I knew right away. Number one, love of God was going to be proclaimed around the world with that medium. And number two, regular people from home were going to make a lot of money on the internet. Wealth in the new millennium was going to be made on the internet. I knew that right then. It's a phenomenal tool, worthy of learning. and requires your effort to learn it, to get into the big league so you can be a leader, minister to your downline, and generate the very best prospects at the most cost-effective manner also, by the way.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
I don't think I was clear on the question that I asked you is comparing cutting-edge media leads to an autoresponder. Can you spend $500 and get 20 to 30 autoresponder prospects per day and sign up 20 brokers per month? Real curious.
Yeah, I would say that cutting-edge media, those live survey prospects, I call them prospects, by the way. They should not be called leads. Those are prospects.
That's what I meant.
And we call prospects. We don't call leads. When somebody completes a survey in real time, those are prospects. The difference between that prospect and a self-generated prospect from your own autoresponder is that one will know your name, be looking at your website and your photograph, and know your name. And absolutely be associated with you in a very unique way, and the other is going to be more generic, produced by system. That's why this will produce for you higher quality prospects than purchasing outright a prospect somewhere else.
Will you find a better chance of getting a national sales director, that kind of person, off of an autoresponder than a cutting-edge media lead?
You know, that's the luck of the draw, man. You go put on 100 brokers.
Well, I hear you. I know.
You know, put on 100 brokers from wherever you can. Half of them are going to quit. 30 of them are going to percolate in the background doing nothing. 20